At least 13 people, including a baby, have been killed in a shooting spree in Serbia. Today's shooting in the capital Belgrade was the country's deadliest since the end of the Balkan Wars. Stefan Boss reports.
Serbian officials say Ljubica Bogdanovic took his handgun to kill six men, six women and a two-year-old boy in a pre-dawn house-to-house rampage in the Serbian village of Velika Ivanca. Villagers claimed Bogdanovic, a 60-year-old war veteran, first killed his son before leaving the house. He then began shooting neighbors, some of whom were still asleep in this usually quiet town, some 50 kilometers southeast of the capital Belgrade. He also tried to kill his wife and himself. Both were rushed to hospital in critical condition. The visibly shocked police chief Milorad Veljović told reporters on the scene that his team is still investigating why the shootings took place.
Ovog momenta ne znamo ni motive koji su doveli do ove tragedije.
He says we want to know the motive for these terrible murders. We're all just stunned about this strategy. The police chief explains that Bogdanovic came from a quiet family and had no criminal record. Those who were killed in five homes were mainly his relatives and neighbors. Serbian media have reported that Bogdanovic had lost his job last year and was a veteran of the Balkan Wars in the 1990s, having fought in Croatia in 1992. Tuesday's shooting has underscored concerns about the stockpiles of weapons left over from the war and the many people who possess a firearm as a form of personal protection. The last mass murder in Serbia took place in 2007 in the eastern village of Jabukovac, where a man killed 9 people. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.